You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The RBI has announced a string of measures to boost foreign exchange inflows, including allowing overseas investors to buy short-term corporate debt and opening of more government securities under the fully accessible route. The move, aimed at cushioning a falling rupee, follows the government's imposition of an export levy on petroleum goods and a hike in the import duty on gold. In a statement laying down easier norms for sourcing of deposits from non-resident Indians, debt investments by foreign portfolio investors on the shorter end and foreign currency borrowings, the central bank said that all capital flows, barring portfolio investments, remain stable and an adequate level of reserves provide a buffer against external shocks. India's foreign exchange reserves stood at $593.3 billion as of June 24th, supplemented by a substantial stock of net forward assets. Forward premium saw a spike following the RBI's announcement. The rupee ended at 79.30 to the US dollar, up from 79.36 at Tuesday's close. The RBI has been intervening to stem the depreciation in the rupee and has spent over $40 billion defending the currency since February. Over to some industry news now. Fast-moving consumer goods and durable companies are hoping that the emerging trend of cooling down of commodity prices stabilizes, leading to a resurgence of demand during the second half of the year, which also coincides with festival season. We estimate second half of the year to be better than first half, as we are projecting inflation to be controlled and commodity to soften. We anticipate that consumers who are postponing purchases now are expected to buy during festive season, and therefore, outlook for the upcoming festive season is positive, Kamal Nandi, business head and executive vice president, Godrej Appliances, told FE. During the first quarter, high inflation hurt consumer sentiment, leading to substantial decline in demand, company said. While in certain categories of FMCG products, consumers downtraded, they postponed purchase decisions for durables like air conditioners, refrigerators, and televisions. In the month of June, for instance, FMCG sales value growth was still negative 0.9% on a month-on-month basis, though witnessing an improvement from negative 16.5% in May, according to Bizom. Moving on to latest GST buzz. Following the recent approval by the Goods and Services Tax Council, the centre has notified a number of procedural changes in the GST rules for the benefit of taxpayers, such as the clarification that interest on incorrect availment of credit would only apply in cases where such credit is utilised, the amendment to expand GST refunds in case of inverted duty rate structure by allowing refund of input services was a much-awaited one. This decision will benefit several sectors, including pharma, apparels, etc. These sectors will now be able to more effectively price their products on account of the additional refunds that would now become available and ensure that there is no effective additional cost on account of blocked credits. This has been a long-pending ask of industry and has been under discussion for a while now, said Mahesh J. Singh, partner leader in Direct Tax, Deloitte India. Now, some overseas update. The head of the International Monetary Fund said that the outlook for the global economy had darkened significantly since April, and she could not rule out a possible global recession next year, given the elevated risks. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva told Reuters the fund would downgrade in coming weeks its 2022 forecast for 3.6% global economic growth for the third time this year, adding that IMF economists were still finalizing the new numbers. The IMF is expected to release its updated forecast for 2022 and 2023 in late July, after slashing its forecast by nearly a full percentage point in April. The global economy expanded by 6.1% in 2021. We are in very choppy waters, she said. Asked if she could rule out a global recession, she said the risk has gone up, so we cannot rule it out. Investors are growing increasingly concerned about recession risks. In other news, China has expressed hope that India will conduct the ongoing investigations into the Chinese mobile manufacturer firm Vivo in accordance with the law and regulations and provide a truly fair and non-discriminatory business environment to China's firms. Asked about the ongoing raids on Vivo offices in several locations in India, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian told a media briefing here that the Chinese side is closely following the developments on this matter. And finally, the stock market news. Ahead of the weekly futures and options expiry on Thursday, SGX Nifty was up in the green, suggesting a continuation of yesterday's up move. Global cues were largely positive after Wall Street indices soared higher. Indus Ind and TVS Motors are among stocks in focus today. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.